Hollycroft Park, Hollycroft, Hinckley. It's like a little oasis. As the moment I said oasis, then I just saw a squirrel run up a tree right next to me. He's looking at me through the branches. Wood pigeons, blackbirds. I can pick out a bit of song, and a huge poop just fall out of a tree in front of me from, what is it, a starling? I can't see, up in the leaves, that just startled by my approach, no doubt. And that's a blackbird you can hear. Beautiful. And this park, I can remember since, well, if I could remember back to being 1 year old, then this would surely be in my memories, because I know we used to spend time here then. And for a brief period, I don't know if it was 6 months or so, a year, we lived in one house, and then on and off, even lived at my grandmother's house whilst we were in between houses, or the farm we lived in burned down. And my grandmother lives at the bottom of this park, and we used to have what I still think is a very nice house, possibly one of the best houses we've ever had, but we kind of lost everything during the farm fire. Had to start from scratch again, and went scratch, I mean pretty much a caravan. And that's on the other side of this park, and it's kind of on a hill, and I remember there being a big brass or metal handled door under the dinner table, and you could lift that up and go down into a cellar. I remember there being wine bubbling away or something down there, but that might be a false memory, because I was literally only maybe 3 years old. I do remember there being a hole in the fence just opposite where I lived. Looked like it had been doing a car jack or something. On reflection, I wonder if it was my dad. Because obviously it was a handy shortcut. Once he'd walked me over the Avenues Road, St George's Avenue, I could literally just poke my head, squeeze through, run across the mini golf course. And by the time I got to the gate at the bottom of the park, my grandmother would have walked out of her house 100 or so yards, and she could walk me over the second road, and I could spend some time with her. I think that was a lovely little setup, and I do remember that time kind of fondly, although I do remember sitting on the stairs and listening to my parents row one night. And it's a sad thing that there are moments like that that kind of stick in your mind more than the happy times, maybe, because maybe it was a shock. I think we were having to move from that house. And I also remember feeling really sad when I suddenly, at 3 years old, either understood or attempted to understand the words to the nursery rhyme, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass, and if that looking glass should break, and all these things were either breaking or going away, and I remember feeling really, really sad. Why should it break? And why was she, and all these kind of thoughts coming to mind. But yeah, it's I think this park I've talked about briefly before, about how it was built and maintained for the hosiery workers of Hinckley, and that they'd kind of honoured that, even though there's not much of the kind of factory stuff left going on in this town, and everything's become kind of a homogenised. Well, everything just looks the same nowadays, doesn't it? I remember coming and walking down a alleyway, and there being my gran kind of through rippled glass working on a sewing machine, and I'd either be waiting for her to come out for lunch or waiting to meet her after work. And wow, did she work hard, both her and my granddad. My granddad was working in, he used to take the bus to Coventry every day and work at the Odeon Cinema, which, let me tell you, had some perks. I remember this little paper card, and I could go to the cinema, I think, something like 3 times in a week, free of charge or something. I used to use it all up in a day, because by the time I'd got to Coventry, it was kind of worth just doing it and then getting off. I remember seeing Back to the Future in 1985, was it? 18 times before I started to go, actually, I know what's happening really properly now, word for word. So I also kind of in a morbid way wonder what might happen. Just walking past a bowling green now, which has a massive flag at the top of it, and I think the flag is meant to denote something about the quality of this park. That's the one of the park wardens who've got a lovely kind of office stroke, I don't know, like a clubhouse that they work from and normally sell ice creams from the window from. Back to morbidity, yes. Just distracted by the tennis courts and this pretty awesome sundial, which is if let me picture it, it's at the base there's kind of an asteroid belt, and all this is intertwined with metal. There's a comet flying up and through the asteroid belt. You can see all the planets of our solar system, of our neighbouring planets. There's a weird kind of smiley crescent moon above the sun, and it's great. There's a rocket in there, but it looks like a 1960s kind of sci-fi rocket somewhere, and my kids, when they come up, always run for this and point out, and I try and get them to name the planets, even though a lot of them are kind of the same size and hard to distinguish, differentiate. Yeah, well, I miss this place. And the more back to the morbidity, when my grandmother is gone, I'm 600 steps only, and I've walked to the top of the park, and now I'm about to walk down under this huge weeping willow, and the groundsman is trimming the greens with a council lawnmower and the surrounding grass, ready for the next, no doubt, swathe of golfers who want to use the, I don't know, how many holes are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 maybe, on just kind of a sloping hill. Nothing massive. You could, with one swing, probably, if you were good, hit someone's windows at the bottom of the park. So yeah, so many little adventures. There's an amazing bandstand that holds kind of a festival once a year, maybe twice a year, and the bands get to play there and all kinds of crazy stuff, and the memories and stories tied to this space. I'd love to be able to come back in 20 years if I'm still around in 20 years and flash back like I am now, because these stories just hang around in the air waiting for you to kind of walk through their mist, and you're reminded, aren't you? Every time I come here, there is a story from the past that's waiting for me. And my it's been a long time, actually, probably only a few weeks where I've walked here with my grandmother, but it's been a long time when she's been truly herself and well. And I know that without fail, she would stop at every plant she didn't necessarily recognise, or every plant she kind of really adored. And there'd always be a little pair of scissors that would come out of her bag, and she'd look round and she'd take a cutting or a snippet and take it back to the house and attempt to graft or grow it in the garden. And I used to think that was normal behaviour for an adult. And she'd be like, oh, I've paid for this with my tax money, or, you know, I work for Atkins and this park's ours. She used to treat it like an extension of her garden. And yeah, she could have, as an Italian refugee, settled either in the UK or Canada. And sometimes she wonders what it might have been like if she'd gone to Canada. But considering she came from absolutely nothing at a time of horrific world war, she did all right. She's got a simple, small house, no mortgage. She can just about scrape the money together for the carers to come in every day, and although she's kind of losing these memories, I'm doing my best to remind her, because there's a lot to be thankful for. Just watch some guy appear out of a bush taking a shortcut from the bandstand. I'm nearly of that age where I'll go, can't use the paths. But luckily I'm still at the age when I remember myself doing exactly the same.